CWA, Mobile.
Good morning, sir. KA3JCA.
The last time I checked, sir. How you doing?
Hey, I got all up in an antenna party last night, yesterday afternoon. I tell you what, I couldn't break out to get a record call you. I will call you this afternoon sometime between about 1:30 or 2 and about 5. Is that all right?
There is. I wasn't sure. I actually laid down and took a nap yesterday, and I actually slept longer. And then when I woke up at 7-something, I thought I might have missed your call.
You didn't miss that Zoom meeting.
She got up just before that.
Good. Well, good. So what in the world are you doing up so early?
Like 4:30, quarter to 5, because Ashley has to get up and she feeds the dogs and we help her get off to work, and I have to take a bunch of medicine and eat breakfast and so forth to stay on a schedule. If not, my medicine plays havoc on me.
Okay. Well, good. Well, I am generally not conscious for another 3 hours.
So early this morning.
I've got a little job down in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm going down to take care of today. For the most part, I am retired, but I still do some jobs that come in from time to time. But I kind of cherry pick the good ones, let the other go by the wayside. So it's kind of nice being retired and being able to tell some folks that you used to do business with that never would pay on time, hey, take a hike.
My uncle and my aunt actually live down there in Charleston, or just outside on the in Somerville, just before you get into Charleston. But it's been about 3 or 4 years since I've been down that way.
About that. Yeah, I'm actually going into Mount Pleasant, and I hope it's going to be a traffic pleasant ride today.
At least it's not too hot. I know right now it's currently 37 here where I live, and the high today is 57, so maybe a little bit warmer there.
That would be nice. That would be nice. It'd be very pleasant. And it was 31 when I left the house just a little bit ago.
That's cold. But yeah, you had asked earlier. I'm also up early too, because every morning about 5:30, Patrick, Ken, KN4TFW, Andrew, CEF, and Eric, they all get on there and they commute between Shelby and up and down the 85 corridor, down to Greenville, down to BMW. So there's a group of five or six of us on in the morning. David, NXY, he also joins us.
Andrew, and I know Patrick. Patrick comes down from Penrose, North Carolina every morning. Matter of fact, I'm surprised he's not in there this morning.
He's Friday. I'm sorry. Nope, today's Friday is not his day to come down. That's why I didn't hear a lot of people this morning. Yeah, Friday's his office day.
Right, I forgot about that. Well, Andrew's probably already been on the job for about 45 minutes this morning. I think he checks in and starts up at 6.
He's not far behind him either, so... I meant to ask you, too. You don't have a DMR radio, do you?
TMR or DMR?
Radio, DMR. I have in the morning when I wake up, I get that rasp and stuff like that. Sometimes my letters don't pronunciate well, but yeah, Delta Mike Radio, DMR.
78 and 878.
Well, if you don't have it, if you need a code plug, I have my 578 and 878 programmed for the entire state of North Carolina and South Carolina DMR. so that you can program in. The channels are in there. I only have like five or six zones created for the ones that I can actually hit, like Gastonia, Spartanburg, Pickens, Walhalla, stuff like that, Andersonville. But the channels are already programmed in and imported that you could actually put the major cities like Columbia, Charleston, Sumter in there if you need that code plug.
Good. That's good. I have never figured out how to entirely operate the DMR. As a matter of fact, how much of that can I actually use that thing in my vehicle without a hotspot?
Just to give you an example, I have the 578 UV3 Plus Mobile, which is the 2 meter 440 220 aircraft band receive, APR transmit and receive. And I use that here at the house off of the hotspot on the RF. And I have a whole slew of analog VHF and UHF frequencies programmed in. And then I have a whole slew of the RF DMR channels programmed in. So it is very, very functional if you're going to put it in the mobile.
That would be my intention, is to put it in a mobile and operate it that way. Now, hey, Richard, I'm going to be getting a little bit skippy. Matter of fact, I'm going into a hole. I hope you still got me. I'm down here on 26. Just about down to about halfway to Lawrence.
If you're down to Lawrence, I'm going to lose you. So listen, I'll get up with you when you get back this afternoon, and we'll carry on further. KA3JCA.
That would be great on that, man. I'll tell you what. The long and the short of it, maybe a little bit of instruction on how to use the blooming thing. That would be great. So I finally get to actually put that thing into action. I use my little 878 handheld, for all kinds of purposes, but not on the DMR. So I'd love to actually get up on the DMR. I've got my numbers and my IDs and all that good stuff. Like I said, I just haven't been able to figure out by myself. So I'd appreciate some help. Well, listen, I'll go ahead and let you go, because I know I'm going to go ahead and start getting scratchy here. As a matter of fact, I'm heading into a hole. So, you have a good afternoon, and I'll try to call you this afternoon. And we'll get our heads together. 73, KN4, VWA, headed south.
BJCA, monitoring. Are you around this morning, David, having a cup of coffee?
I'm in here, KF4NXY.
About what time do you and Marie get up to? I have a question for Miss Marie and so forth like that. I didn't want to call her too early.
I'll probably be getting up in about another half hour. I'm in here in the den with the bird, and he'll be getting fussy in a little bit when the sun comes up.
Well, listen, when she gets up this morning and she gets settled and has her coffee and breakfast and just that relaxing routine there when you first get up in the morning, if she's got time, if she could give me a call, that would be greatly appreciated. I had a late start this morning, David. I didn't hear Ken or Andrew this morning. I didn't know if you heard them on. I had the radio on, but I think I had the volume turned down.
And I didn't hear them either. I kind of got a late start turning the radio on myself.
HKX.
sir.
Hey, Patrick.
I just heading down to Michelin this morning. I just got to the other side of the black hole on 26 there. We're down here at exit 5 now.
You said somehow you and I could have switched over to like the DMR chat 1 or 2.
I don't want to leave you out, but I have my radio with me, Richard.
Hey, I need to go refill my coffee cup. Y'all carry on. I'll be back in a little bit. KF4NXY.
Good morning, Patrick. KF4VWA. Just want to say hey this morning. I'm headed south, and I'm going to start getting real scratchy here in a few minutes. Carry on there with him there, Richard.
Well, hey, Patrick, I don't know if you copied that a little bit earlier. Steve and I were talking. We're going to get him up on board on his 578 so he can put it in the truck and have both worlds of analog and DMR.
Steve up on DMR?
It's a 578, so we're going to try to get him up on the air.
578, and he did have an 878 also.
I'm gonna take a look at his radios when I talk to him, and I'm gonna give him the two code plugs because I mean they're identical. Steve, you hear me? My 578 and 878 are identical. So, other than the function buttons, where the 578 has six of them, you basically just have the three radios on the 878 plus the two P1 or the P1 and P2 button. But other than that, the channels and the zones, everything's identical for both. We all work the same, KA3JCA in the group.
Sounds great. I hope I can get this thing figured out finally. Well, listen, I am going to get real scratchy. I don't know if you can still hear me or not. So y'all have fun, 73s. Patrick, be safe out there. KA4BWA, clear.
Steve, be safe wherever you're heading. KO4HX.
Oh, Patrick, are you going to do that Simplex net? Good deal. I'm going to jump in there with it, too. All right, I'll let you in clear this time, Richard. Take it away.
And, hey, Patrick, if you're getting closer, I'm not sure where you're at on 26. I think you said, I know Steve was down toward Lawrence. I think you're down toward that way, also going toward to Columbia there. But, yeah, if you jump on the either the Spartanburg or the Columbia, not the PRN channel, but the like either chat one or chat two, for the DMR, the RF site, if you don't have your hotspot, I'm on there.
Hey, you can't hit the PRN network on my hotspot, and I'm coming up on exit 10 right now in Inman.
Have the hotspot right now, so then you and I can talk private to private there if I lose you.
For that.
Well, I just turned the handheld on too, so the handheld is what I'm using for the hotspot in the house. So, and Steve, if you're still hearing that, if you're coming back this afternoon and you want to swing by the house on the way home, just give me a jingle.
I'm on the runners right now, so I should be able to make it in there. And, Patrick, which Michelin are you headed to?
In Lawrence.
Exactly. 30 miles behind me, brother. I'm headed down to Mount Pleasant this morning.
You let it work down there?
Yeah, but this is one I couldn't pass up. For 7 hours driving and about 3 hours work, I'll clear 3K.
Sounds good. But you be careful, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HKX.
Hey, clear. And I will try to get a hold of you this afternoon there, Richard. All right, I'm clear.
KA3JCA. Yeah, Steve got spotty there on the last transmission for me, Patrick. And but, yeah, so I have the hotspot turned on, and I have the... you set up on private call, too, if you need someone to talk to going down the road there. KA3JCA.
But I can keep this repeater for a little ways.
Yeah, I don't know what it was this morning. I was up at 3:30 because the dogs got me up. Then I was, like, up at 4. I laid back down, and I didn't wake up until, like, almost 6-something.
you keep it for a little ways. We'll see if try it again.
Oh, brothers. Yeah, I don't, you can't get into the Lawrence repeater, can you?
To stop and get my radio set up, but I've got my hotspot with me. It's hooked up. I just don't have my microphone on my HT, if you can hear me, Richard.
Okay, Patrick, I'll end it here then. Yeah, I have it. I can hear you a little bit. It is getting noisy, and I'll catch you a little bit later. I do have my hotspot on private channel, KA3JCA.
4HKX, I'll be clear. 73.
3JCA, AF4SX.
Miss Marie, how are you doing?
Well, this morning, how about you?
Fantastic. Hey, when you get up and after you have, like, breakfast and get all settled in, I was going to ask if you could give me a landline.
I can find your number. I'll give you a call in just a little bit.
I have your number. I can go ahead and call now. I just didn't want to give you a call too early and so forth like that.
I'm good. Go ahead and call if you want to.
3JCA, I'll be clear.
SX clear.